We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time to hear from some of the best high school football coaches in the area.
That's live, come on.
It's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show.
All right, nice job, fellas.
Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Let's turn it over to Muskego Athletic Director Ryan McMillan.
Don't let one play affect the next one. Just learn from it.
And the Fans High School Insider, Big Time Mike McGivern.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented as always by your local Pick and Save stores. We're live at State Fair Park for the Neary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show, and we're talking high school football. The last two segments, I got one more segment with the Marquette High School offensive line, their offensive line coach, Paul Condrison, who's been kind enough to bring these boys over. And he's not going to get on the mic today. He said, don't worry about it. This is about these guys and the job that they do. The last segment of the offensive line, these are three juniors. And Ian Gill is joining us, and Casper
Uy.
Thank you very much. So, Ian, man, tough year for you. You were one of the starters, got hurt in the scrimmage, and hurt your foot. Which foot?
My left foot.
Yeah, how's it feel now?
Pretty good, but I had my second surgery in 5 weeks.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I tore a ligament in it. It's called a Lisfranc injury.
Okay.
It's common in the NFL. It's a ligament between my big toe, my middle toe, and I just tore it, just blocking someone. Someone fell on
How
my leg.
How painful was it?
It was pretty painful, but I kept playing through it until the first
of course you did. Ian Gill, you got to be a tough boy hanging out with these guys, right?
Yes, yes.
He called you a piglet, by the way.
Yeah, no, I'm one of the hogs.
Yeah, that boy, that's yes, you are. If you played through that pain, you are one of the hogs. Are you going to be ready to go next year?
Yes, I'm going to be very ready. I'm very excited to play again, even though I won't be playing with the seniors. I'll still have one more season to play.
Hey, what have you learned from watching the way these guys, this senior group, how they take care of business? What have you learned so that when it's time for you to take over in the leadership role, you'll be able to do that well?
Well, in certain games we were down, they still kept their head up and they kept fighting through it. They never gave up, and they just kept driving. Even against our last game, they had a really good defensive line, and we took care of business.
Casper, I'm going to ask you the same thing. What have you learned from these guys? And I've got to believe that talking to your offensive line coach, the job that they did in the weight room and made sure that the younger guys were following them in the weight room, that I'm sure that that's part of what you've learned, that when they go off and graduate, that it's your team then. Especially on the offensive line. What have you learned as far as the dedication it takes to be a quality team?
Well, I believe that it's also being very inclusive, making sure everybody's getting a rep, no one wasting it,
yep.
Going full effort.
Yeah, I think that's important. These guys show the way. Are they pretty good leaders?
Very much.
Because they're all staring at you, and you know you got to say that. But especially Charlie. That Charlie, the center, is the captain. He's looking at you, kind of mean-mugging you a little bit, making sure you say something good. Ian, I know that you're a junior. You got another year at Marquette. Football is something you might want to do at the next level?
Yes, definitely. I love the sport. I've been playing since I was a little kid, flag football.
Where'd you go to grade school, by the way?
Aquinas Academy in Menominee Falls.
Okay. How about you? Where'd you go?
I went to Bayside.
Okay. And did you know you were going to Marquette from fifth grade? You knew where you were going?
Oh, yeah. My brother was there. And he graduated from there, and I wanted to go there ever since. All my friends were going there, and I just loved it.
But you, same thing? Or
During seventh grade, I was told by my dad that great legacy. So.
Hey, there you go. You know what? That's awesome. Hey, Ian, I'm going to ask you to move if you can. We're going to bring on our last young man that we have not talked to yet, and if you can switch there, Wesley Miller. Wesley, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Hey, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked these other two as a junior. I think it's important that seniors are leaders of the team, and they not only show by example, but they really teach by example as well. And as a junior, have you learned a lot from these guys?
Yeah, of course. I mean, they teach us that camaraderie is really important. We all got to work together. Five fingers, one fist. Yeah. One finger sticking out, I mean, you're not a strong fist anymore. You break your finger if you punch.
Man, well played. I may use that line. Can I use it as my own?
Yeah.
Multi-sport athletes?
Yeah, basketball. Football.
You play basketball as well. How's the basketball team going to be?
Good.
I think they'll be okay.
Yeah.
You guys will be all right. Multi-sport athlete for you?
Yeah, football and track.
You do? What do you do in track?
I do discus.
Yeah, you throw it a little bit? Hey, best memory for you, maybe not this year, but freshman year, sophomore year, playing football, what do you think?
Freshman year, I mean, we had a 9-0. We beat Loyola, which was first time ever for Marquette to beat a Loyola team. It was pretty special for us. Go 9-0 kind of started off our journey right till our senior year. Felt pretty good.
Yeah, really good. Casper, how about you?
I would have to say just being part of the undefeated freshman team freshman year, and just especially that Loyola game, it was a very tough battle, and we were the only freshman team to beat Loyola.
Man, so, you know, your senior class was undefeated as sophomores, JV. You guys are undefeated as freshmen. Mm-hmm. So, and that's kind of how you build a program. That's how you get to where you guys are today. Winning a conference that, look, when you have Brooks Central, the best player in the state of Wisconsin is in your conference. Now, he didn't play a ton this year, that running back, Menominee Falls, but they were preseason ranked 4 or 5 in your conference. And they had the best player in the conference. So that tells me the strength of your conference. It's been a good run, boys, right? You got a lot of football left. Good luck the rest of the way. I really appreciate the time that you guys and tell your boys thanks a lot. Again, the Milwaukee Marquette, they're in the Group D, the Group D groupings, and it's with Kenosha Bradford, Milwaukee Marquette, Milwaukee King, Milwaukee Riverside, Oak Creek, Racine, Horlick, Shore, Messmer, and Kenosha Indian Trail. If I get any coaches sending me text messages about where they got seated in anything 1 through 7, I'll pass that along. Want to thank the head football coach at Marquette, Maz, for sending these guys over. This is a good group, and he told me I'd enjoy these guys, and he's right. I understand now when I watched him on Thursday night. What makes this team going? It's this offensive line. I'm telling you, if you're getting ready to play them in the playoffs, you better strap up that chin strap because they're going to hit you. We're going to get you a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to Sean Crowley, defensive coordinator at New Berlin Eisenhower. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show, presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern, live at State Fair Park for the Nary Milwaukee Home and Remodeling Show. Talking high school football, it's been a really fun show. Now joined by a guy that I've known for a bit, and I hung out with a little bit on Thursday night and watched him dismantle my alma mater. Thank you very much. He's the defensive coordinator at New Berlin Eisenhower, Sean Crowley. Coach, how are you?
Thank you, Coach. How are you?
Good. Man, I'm good. We were talking about John Crowley last night.
Yes,
on the show.
We did. Yeah, a couple of years ago he was here. He's doing well now.
Good. We were talking about him last night on the scoreboard show. Oh, Bill Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
From Whitnall. Well,
Billy played. They played against each other.
He said, you know what? Because he heard the announcement and I talked about you coming on. He said, you know, he said, John Crowley, he said, I wanted to dislike this guy so much, and I couldn't. He said he was one of the toughest guys I've ever competed against. He said, how often do you see a middle linebacker play quarterback?
Yeah.
But he said he played quarterback like a middle linebacker.
Yeah, yeah. They had some real battles at Whitnall. And, you know, Billy, he works with us at our youth camp. He has for the last several years and does a real fine job with that. You know, I see him down at the stadium. So he's a good young man. So,
he is.
He's
good on the air. He drives me nuts in some other areas, but that's okay, baby Tausch.
Oh, yeah.
He's the man.
He's a good man.
Hey, so this you guys got you got things rolling at Eisenhower. You know, if I'm doing my math right, it's 23-1 the last 24, something like that, right?
Yeah, we've had a real nice run. We've had a great group of kids. You know, I think we knew we would be pretty competitive, but, you know, there's a lot of things you got to get in place. The kids have responded. They work hard. They work hard in the off season. You know, like all good teams, you know, you got to put in the time, and our kids do that. Coach Kern, our head coach, does a fantastic job with the program, connecting with the kids, and we've got a great, you know, I'm part of a great coaching staff, so we've been fortunate.
That staff is, it is. Yeah, it really is. Look, and let me tell people what grouping you guys got. Okay. In Division III, Group D, it is Cudahy, Grafton, Greendale, Lexenburg-Cass Hill, New Berlin-Eisenhower, Plymouth, Port Washington, and Wisconsin Lutheran.
Yeah.
There's some quality teams in there, Coach.
Some we've played.
Right.
You know, we've been the last 4 years we've opened up against Plymouth.
Yep.
And they've been a great matchup for us. I think we've been good for each other in that non-conference opener. They play a physical brand, so they're good. Obviously, Greendale and Coach Stoltz, we've played them for many years, and we've got a ton of respect for what they do. We had quite a game against them earlier in the year, quite a defensive battle. We were fortunate to come out on top. So, you know, I mean, they're very competitive there. Port Washington, I know you had Coach Bunyan and a couple of kids here a while ago.
Boy,
they're
growing.
They got some
athletes.
Yeah,
There's a couple of kids on that roster that would make you make you sleepless night or two.
Yeah, I'm certain of that. And, you know, even Grafton, too, they've got a very, very good junior class. And, you know, they're made some strides, so they're back in a playoff. So, you know, it's a good group. It'll be a challenge. It always is, you know. And
if I'm you guys, I'm happy that I, you know, they took Catholic Memorial, put them in C, put you guys in D. I would be happy about that. There are a couple. I would assume that you guys will walk out the one seed. I don't see anybody else that could command the one seed. And so I would assume that. And again, you don't want to assume, but you'll start kind of like you did in the past, and that once you kind of get moving a little bit, if you can win that first and get level one, level two, then all of a sudden, man, there's a couple teams in Group D that scare me, and then when you look throughout the state, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, certainly there's, you know, go ahead.
Sean, how much, and talking to Matt Kern, he said, look, we got a taste of playing there, and we want to get back there.
Yeah.
And he told me that he thought – middle to end of the year that you guys had a chance to be scary good, but it was going to take a bit.
Yeah.
You guys came out of the block and beat a couple of pretty good teams.
Yeah, we did. And we had, you know, I mean, I think we were able to build on last year's success. You know, we had a big senior class last year.
Yes.
Certainly. And fantastic kids, and they led the way for us last year. But we had some juniors and sophomores that played a lot last year. And some kids that even were on our varsity reserve team, that's where they got their reps as juniors and have really developed and have taken their opportunity this year and really, really given us some great play.
Yeah, I agree. Well, stand on the sidelines the other night, Coach. And where last year when we were there for the Woodland Conference Championship, you guys were up 45-0 or something like that, and Whitnall scored, and your defensive players were not happy. Yeah. And you walked over and said, boys, we gave up a score, it's okay. And a kid said to you, you don't understand, Coach, we came in, we were pitching a shutout today. Yeah. We did not accomplish this goal. And I went, okay, all right.
I think it speaks to, you know, our kids are, they're very competitive. They're committed to the program. They take it to heart. They play very well together. So, you know, and they're these groups we've had, they're used to winning at the sub-levels, so they want to accomplish special things. And, you know, you got to try to keep that intact too, you know, but it's great to – you don't have to cultivate that competitiveness. They have it.
Yeah.
So it's great to be able to – fortunate to be able to coach kids like that, you know.
You know, when we talk, guys like me who do this all day, talk about some of the greatest programs – throughout the state of Wisconsin. You talk about Franklin.
Sure.
And, you know, you talk about Catholic Memorial. Mm-hmm. Look, New Berlin Eisenhower's got to be we've got to start putting them in this conversation. 23-1, the last 24, undefeated conference championships the last 2 years in a row. You guys have to – you have forced my hand to put you in that conversation.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, our kids have earned that.
Yes, they have.
They've gotten there. They've earned those, that recognition. And, if we can be in that conversation, that's great. I mean, like I said, we've been fortunate to have several groups, classes of kids that really enjoy the game.
Does that start at the youth level?
Yeah.
For you guys?
I mean, we've always enjoyed a very good youth program. And, Coach Kern still is involved in it, not during the season, but organizationally. So he keeps his connection with it. So, our youth groups have always run our defensive scheme. I'm sure a lot of programs who are doing well, they do the same thing, But offensively, they run a lot of the same types of things. So there's a consistency there that we're able to build, and, that kind of can foster success down the road. So, we've had some real good runs. We've played hard. Our kids do play hard.
Yes.
And I'm lucky to be, again, I know I said it earlier, a great staff that we work with, that Coach Kern has put together. And we enjoy coaching together. We enjoy spending time together, and I think the kids see that. And I think we're able to maximize what we've got.
When you said your kids play hard, Coach, they play with a swagger too. They play with a little moxie, They look like a team to me that doesn't go on the field and hope they're going to win. They go on the field fully expecting to win. Now the games I've seen them, They have overmatched their opponent. Mm-hmm. But looking at your scores, you've overmatched a lot of opponents.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've been able to develop some depth. So in some of those games that, we just happen to have better talent from the outset, when we're rotating other kids in, I mean, they're playing very competitively. And I think they want their opportunity to show what they got also.
Right.
And our kids take advantage of that. I think our run last year has really helped our kids this year. They have an expectation that they're going to do well, and it really isn't cockiness. It's a quiet confidence.
I think they've
tasted some success, and maybe more success than what we've had recently. And I think they want more of it, so they play.
Coach, please don't be mistaken. You know what? Playing with a swagger and playing with some moxie is not playing cocky.
Yeah.
Not in my eyes.
I know the
difference, and I've watched teams that play cocky and they're not very good.
Right.
And I've seen teams that play cocky.
Yeah.
This team isn't cocky, but they do. They play with a swagger.
Yeah.
And they play for each other. And it was fun.
Yeah, not, I agree.
I wasn't so happy that you guys took it to my boys.
Yeah, I know. I know your alma mater. The
Mighty Bishops.
I understand that. I get it.
But you had to take care of your business.
Well, we did. And I think, we had a couple goals there. We had an opportunity to have an undefeated season, two in a row, that has never happened in Eisenhower in the past. So that was something that the senior class could put their stamp on, and winning, having the opportunity to win the conference title the last 2 years was something they wanted to take advantage of. So.
He is Sean Crowley, defensive coordinator at New Berlin Eisenhower. Sean, I'm going to get you back in the studio.
Sure.
You know what? I'm sorry that I was going to do two segments this whole, all the boys from Marquette. I owe you a couple of segments.
It's
I want to continue to talk about New Berlin Eisenhower. I'm a big fan of yours. Big fan of your coaching staff and what Matt Kern is doing over at Eisenhower. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate
it. You bet. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, Connor Blount, redshirt sophomore quarterback, Oregon State University, is here. We're going to talk to him. We're going to talk to his brother, talk to his mom. She's like, you are not putting me on the radio, but I'm going to put her on the radio, along with Sheila Mickey from Wendy's. We'll do that on the other side of the break. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Live from the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show at State Fair Park. Stop by, got another half hour on the air. Stop by and say hello. So there's a couple things that I really like. I like people that understand the importance of youth in high school sports. And I love sponsors and people that understand the importance and get involved with the stuff that I do. And they say, hey, look, we're on the same page because we believe that it's a privilege to play high school and youth sports. It's not a right. You earn that. And how the important life lessons that you learn when you're involved with a team. And I'm just telling you, Wendy's has been a great sponsor and a great friend of the stuff that I do. And Sheila Mickey is here joining me right now, along with Connor Blount, former Waukesha West quarterback. He's now a redshirt sophomore quarterback at Oregon State University. He's here at the Nary Show. And Sheila, you set this up, man. Thank you. How are you?
Yes, I did. I thought you would enjoy having him on.
Love
and,
it.
You know, I wanted to come on and, you know, spend some time with you.
Well, I appreciate it. When I say that you understand the importance of what high school athletics and youth sports does for kids, the important life lessons that they learn, that's not us just talking.
Right.
We both really, at the deep part of our heart, understand and believe in this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, I mean, you're talking about athletics and learning the game, but it's really, you know, learning life lessons.
Right.
And, you know, being part of a team and then the academics that come along with this, that, you know, with that and the goals that these kids have to reach academically to be able to play is very important.
So we're going to – and, Connor, thank you so much. Nice to see you. How you been?
Yeah, I've been good.
Man,
been good.
Not so far so good, right?
So far so good.
Yeah, you're playing well?
Yeah, playing well. And, yeah, offense is doing well.
Stage is not too big.
No, not too big.
Man. Everybody wants to talk about throwing that first one against Ohio State,
yeah, right? Yeah, that seems to be the one that sticks in
everybody's
mind.
That's the one that everybody wants. They keep talking to me about it. I'm like, I don't know. I'll ask them about
it.
Everything's slowing down for you now at that level?
Yeah, I would say that everything is definitely slowing down. You know, I think I've done a great job, and coaches as well, as to getting us prepped throughout the week. I think that's one thing that, you know, kind of take lightly in high school is, you know, you can sometimes rely on your athletic ability and go out there on Friday nights, but once you get to that level, I think that your preparation is really the thing that gives you the edge, because everybody's a good athlete. Everybody, you know, was the guy at their high school, and I think that preparation is really what can separate you.
Jonathan Smith, the new head coach,
yep,
right? And you've got, and I would assume at that level, you got a quarterback coach and assistant quarterback. Do you deal most with the quarterback coaches, or do you deal with Coach Smith?
I've actually, my relationship with Coach Smith has really grown, and I talk to him probably, you know, every single practice, and kind of figure out what I can do better and what we can do better as an offense. And now, I'm lucky enough to have where my quarterback coach actually is the offensive coordinator, so that works out perfectly.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So in every single meeting, we're talking about offensive play, but it's also about quarterback play.
Man, he gets it, doesn't he?
He gets it. Huh? He does get it.
It's a little surprising for a kid from Waukesha West that he gets it. I know the McCubs really well. None of them. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
These Blounts
have something.
He must
special.
Have grown up in Muskego or something.
Maybe.
Well, we don't.
That's where I had the pleasure to meet him and his little brother Brooks, and you know, all through U Sports.
Yeah. You and Angie, pretty good friends?
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to ask you to get up and hand your headset off to her.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate, look, before you go, I totally appreciate so much what you do. What we started this year with giving these coaches an opportunity to get some food from Wendy's has been a big hit.
Great.
It's been a huge hit, and I play games with those guys because their staffs are waiting for the food from Wendy's, and their family is waiting, and I make them decide.
Well, hey.
And they got to go on the air and say, don't do that to me. I go, hey, who are you giving this food to?
Well, you know, our franchise supports these kids, supports these coaches. We've been with you guys for 18 years.
Yes.
You know, and all the guys with, you know, Bart and Chuck and, you know, with Mike.
Sparky
and then,
all
know,
of them. Yeah.
Oh, my Sparky.
Yeah.
You know, Sparky,
little
Gary,
spark.
Leroy, Rami on our show.
And I'm your favorite, right?
You are, because you know what you're doing is
you have about
18 youth sports shows, and that's what we're all about at Wendy's, is, you know, is helping these kids out.
Hey, and you know what? The contractors on my Nary show, they all eat at Wendy's. They
you.
All love the
Amen.
Frosties, I'm telling you.
Amen.
Hey, Sheila, I want to talk to Angie real quick if we can. Hey, how hard was it, Connor, for you to leave Waukesha, leave home? You got a very supportive family, obviously. That first 4 weeks, 6 weeks, homesick a little bit?
Yeah, and I would honestly, you know, I'd be lying if I said I still wasn't homesick.
Right.
Yeah. I think, you know, coming from the community that Waukesha West has there, and now my brother going through it, I think you just see what a special place that really is. I mean, that was a great – I mean, that set me up for the future. And
hey, can I ask you a question? And I've talked about this story, and you're the perfect kid to ask this to. I'm sorry. I'm going to get to you, Mom. I promise. A guy from Muquonago, and I told this story earlier today, but with Thursday Night Lights High School Football Game of the Week, we're out at Muquonago.
Yep.
In fact, it was the Waukesha West game.
Yep.
It was the McCudden kid that had the – right,
yes.
Thomas.
Yes, Thomas, yep.
I made him cry after that. Did you know this?
I'll
tell you during
that,
the break. Well, my timing is horrible. But a guy that played at Muquonago, he's 24 years old at this time now, right? He was renting the machines and the lifts for our camera guys, and he asked to talk to me, and I said, what's going on? He said, I played here at Muquonago. I was first team all conference, second team all state. Mm-hmm. He said, and I took plays off all the time at practice, during games, all of it. Other than my dog and my car, I'd give anything I own to get one more week. And I tell that story a lot because he was so passionate and said, look, I would give all this. And I tell people, look, unless you're playing at a really high level, I think high school football is as good as it's the greatest experience. But I've never talked to a kid that's playing at a level like you mm-hmm. that you are right now. What's your feeling on that?
I think that story is as accurate as it gets. I mean, there's days where I still go back and think, man, if I would have did this or would have did that, you know, I mean – And my class was fortunate enough to play in two state championships.
Right.
So, you know, you kind of look at it and to still have those, you know, regrets or those experiences, to me, it's still something that, you know, I'll take with me and still think about at this level is – and that's something I really try to get through to my brother and those kids is, like, your time is so – it's so slim playing this game.
Right.
And it's truly so short. And a game like football that can shape the rest of your life if you let it. That's something that really, you know, you got to make the most of, because once it's gone, it's gone.
Angie, you did good.
Thanks.
This is a really – so I always want to know what my kid was like when he couldn't smell my cologne, right? I'm not around the corner.
Right.
You feel pretty good about this young man. You know what? I'm sure he does really well on camps. Good-looking kid. Hey, the girls as pretty out there as they were at Waukesha West.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet they are. I bet they are. Good student athlete, understands the importance of taking care of his business. He said he's still homesick. Yep. This is year three for you?
Yeah, year three.
How much do you miss him?
I miss him every day.
Yeah, all the time. Do you guys talk a lot?
We talk every day.
Do you really?
We do.
I was lucky. My son went to Maranatha Baptist Bible College, Division III in Watertown, 45 minutes away. My daughter went there as well, 4 years ahead. Never came home. She'd come home holidays.
Okay.
He came home every weekend. And I finally, like middle of his junior year, I said, Matthew, what? He said, does it bother you? I said, no, love it. But he said, Dad, I need to decompress. Mm-hmm. Starting point guard, two-time captain, all that. He said, I need to decompress. And when I get on the couch, I can pet my dog. You guys supply some food for me. I watch the shows I tape. You understand where he's coming from.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of exactly what I think. You know, whenever I can come home, I'll do it. And obviously – it's a little bit harder. You know, the flights aren't easy, but whenever I can come home and kind of get that little break away, it's great.
We're talking to Connor Blount. He is a redshirt sophomore starting quarterback at Oregon State University. And with his mom, we're also going to talk to his younger brother, Brooks, next. Angie, how early did you know that this kid had a chance to play at football at a pretty high level? I mean, was it something that he was passionate about? He was really good at an early age? Yeah?
Yeah.
You're laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all he did from age two. I mean, he would pick up a football and throw a football. He didn't play with toys. He played with footballs.
Yeah.
From the time he woke up in the morning till he went to bed at night.
How much did you enjoy the Friday night home games at Waukesha West when he was playing? You still do,
obviously,
with your son.
Oh, I love him. I still love him now.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, if you could come back and play one more game, it's a Friday night home game, who would it be against?
Oh, that's tough. Would the situation be the exact same as it was when I was in high school?
Yes.
Homestead.
Really?
State championship Homestead.
Really?
If not Homestead, Muskego.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We had Muskego coach here earlier, man. That conference is something else.
Yeah, it's a great conference.
Is it Muskego because you knew a lot of those boys?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that game always kind of held a little bit more. And I think that was a game that definitely I was always circling on my calendar.
Were you the quarterback when that Thursday night game? When Peter, you were gone then, right? No, you were maybe when Peter
that was the next year. Yeah.
Right. Did you watch the tape of it all?
I have seen little clips of it.
So he goes down, and the Muskego defensive coaches, I'm sure, said, they have no timeouts left. Lay on him.
Uh-huh.
Don't let him up.
Right.
Well, they wouldn't let him up, and the ref thought he was hurt, so he blew the whistle. And he got up, ran off the field. They ran a play and scored. So because the players are doing what the defensive coaches, I think Muskego got messed up a little bit on it. I felt bad for him. But, man, I've been on the sidelines for some Waukesha West games that have been ridiculous.
There's no doubt.
So I'll tell you, we go to a break, I'll tell you the McCutcheon. I'll tell you that. I didn't mean to make the kid cry after the game. My timing, I'll make you cry, too. So what do you miss most about him? How good of a little boy was he?
He's a great little boy.
Who's the first girl that broke up with him? Look, I can make you cry here.
You can make me cry.
So don't be messing with me because I cried and I made him cry. Angie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to get to a break. Connor Blunt, I'm going to invite his younger brother and ask his younger brother what he learned watching his older brother play. And then I'm going to ask his older brother, what has he got to do to be a better player? And you know what? He's already had that conversation with him. We are live at State Fair Park. We are here for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. This is the Wendy's. And I want to thank my people from Wendy's, man. They're the best. Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local Pick and Save stores. I'm Mike McGivern, joined by Connor Blount. He is redshirt, I guess, right? They all do.
Yeah,
redshirt
you can.
Sophomore.
Go ahead, yeah.
He's in his junior year, redshirt sophomore quarterback, Oregon State University. Who you guys get next week?
We got Cal coming into our place.
It's time to get some wins, man.
Absolutely.
Start rolling them up.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're also joined by his younger brother, Brooks. Waukesha West, we just found out they got the sixth seed. Let me run this down for you. It's Division II, and it's Group D. Brooks Central got the 1. Waterford got the 2. Wilmot got the 3. Brookfield East got the 4. Burlington got the 5. Waukesha West got the 6. Interesting. Milwaukee Reagan got the 7. South Milwaukee got the 8. Waukesha West got the 6. What do you think, Brooks? That's good?
Yeah.
I think they were undervalued a little bit.
I think if we would have won last night, we could have got up like a 3 or 4 seed,
I think. Yeah. At the 6. So you'll start with Wilmot, right? And then play the winner of the Waterford-Milwaukee-Reagan game.
Yep.
Hey, how you doing? You feeling all right today?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, it was a good game last night, right?
Yep.
You guys are starting to come a little bit. You're playing better, do you think, now than you were in the beginning? That Kettle Moraine game surprised a few people.
Yeah, I don't think that's really who we were in the beginning of the year. We were still trying to figure things out. But I think right now, if I was in Division II, I would not want to play us.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want to either. You know, Waukesha West, one of the things that you guys are known for is playing better at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that what that tells me is it's a well-coached team.
Yep.
I always look at teams that are playing better at the end of the year. It means teams are still bought in. They're listening. They're taking good direction. They're this family. Everybody's loving up on each other, and you're playing better. I asked you during the break, is he a better quarterback than you were at this point, Connor? What's your answer?
I would say where he is right now at the end of his junior year, I would say he's a better quarterback than I was. I think he throws it a little bit better. I was a little bit bigger at that time, but I think as far as just raw talent, I think he has me.
Does he work hard enough for you?
I'd like to see him work a little bit harder.
Yeah.
You know,
never told him that, have you?
I've told him a few times.
Man, come on, yeah.
I've told him
He's
a few
smiling.
Times, but I think that'll come, and I think me setting the example first will definitely help.
How do you feel about hearing that? Because you know he's told you this before, and the older brother's always going to say that and say, "Look, it was harder. I'd have walked to school, you know, both ways. It was uphill 3 miles both ways, which can't happen." But that's what older brothers tell you. But do you agree with him that he worked harder than you do to this point?
Yeah, I agree. I think he's one of the most hardworking people I've ever met.
Man, and when you youth sports, when you watched him play, you wanted to be him?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And he is not disappointed yet, has he?
Not at all.
You got a couple shout-outs I want you to do now before we get out.
Yeah, I want to give two shout-outs. One to Michael Kubis, who has been a huge impact and still to this day. And then one Muskego guy, Dave Straszewski. He's been a big impact to me, too. He came out for a game a couple weeks ago to watch me play, and I think that just shows the care factor that he has for me in coming out all the way to Oregon for that. So,
hey, I always hear, if I travel about, I hear about Wisconsin, and I feel like Wisconsin people have a special, I don't know if they're nicer, they seem caring. I just feel like, and I grew up here in Wisconsin, but when I travel outside of here, it's different for me. And maybe we're Hicks, I don't know. But how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, no, I think it's the passion that a lot of these people hold for football. I mean, we don't have, you know, out on the West Coast, I mean, some of the cities that we travel to, like in L.A., for example, or, you know, places like that where you got these big cities with all these bright lights, I think, you know, football can get a little bit lost in the Hollywood type lifestyle. And
yeah.
I think when you come back here, I think it's a special thing, and it's what truly brings a lot of people together.
You gonna play? You want to play at the next level?
Yeah, I'd love to. That's,
you do.
That's my goal.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
What part of your game do you think you need to get better at to play at that next level?
I think becoming a true, like, pure pocket passer. I think outside of the pocket, I think I'm dangerous and can do a lot of things, but I think I need to bring more from within the pocket. And I think once I can get that squared away, I think that I'll have a good shot.
You got a shot?
Yeah.
When you're talking to guys like your brother and people that are listening, and if somebody says, look, not only on the field but academically, what does it take to go to the next level? We got 60 seconds. What do you tell them?
Yeah, I think you got to know what you want. If you go to that next level and you're not completely bought in with yourself or with your program or with the sport, you're gonna really struggle. And that's something for me that, you know, I've always been completely bought into this. This is what I wanted to do. And I think if you're bought into school, academics, anybody can make it work.
He's Connor Blount. Tell you what, Oregon State University, they're lucky. They got a good one here.
I appreciate
it. Brooks, Matt, it's nice to meet you. Good
you
luck
too.
In the playoffs,
Thank
young
you.
Man. Your brother said work harder.
Yep.
Yeah, he said work harder. What a great show this has been. Man, I'm not a big Oregon State University fan, but I am now. I appreciate it,
absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. Thank
yeah, you
so much.
Bet. Thank
Pleasure.
You. Sheila, thank you very much. Thank you to Wendy's for setting this thing up. And Sheila Mickey, she's my favorite. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show presented by your local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.